Art Fair Confidential, the Be in the Know podcast for the art curious. Join the creators of Art Expo New York and Spectrum Miami Art Fairs as they delve into the passions of art collectors, the creative spirit of artists, the how-tos of a successful art business, and the importance of art in today's world with interviews, discussions, and collaborations. Sponsored by Art Business News.
So we're here today, it's Friday, at Art Expo New York 2022. And I'm standing next to Thomas Tunberg, one of our favorite people and one of our always exhibitors at Art Expo New York. But what I'm wondering, Thomas, how long have you been doing Art Expo New York now?
I think the first time we did it was 2013.
Okay.
So it's been a long time.
A long time.
Yes.
Yeah. So what is different about worldwide art, Arte Vita, today than it was in 2013?
Well, we have more artists, that's for sure. And I think we have some really good artists. And I'm really excited about them. And hopefully we'll show you around and show you some of the work.
Well, when I look at the artwork, and I know from conversations with you that some of them are what we would call emerging artists, some of them are very well established artists, and so there's this wonderful mix, but all of the artwork is kind of like, I don't know where to look first. So take us on a tour. Where are we going to go?
All right, let's start here with Suzanne McCourt, who is a really accomplished painter. And take a look, and actually she can tell you a little bit more about her work.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hey,
so great to see you.
Great to
and
see you.
Welcome to Art Expo New York.
Yes.
Well, first of all,
yes.
Love the work.
Thank you.
I'm a real fan of artwork that has a texture to it.
Yes.
that's
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Different. It's okay to touch it?
It's okay to touch it, yes.
Oh,
especially
I love that
people
even
come
more.
And they say, oh, my, and the kids, you know, like old school museum
sure.
things. But no, because it's acrylic, I have them touch. Really makes you feel the work.
Absolutely. You know, we have a piece like that in our home.
Yes.
And it's one of the few pieces that our grandchildren can come up and touch.
Right.
And
important.
They love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very important. That's
yeah.
especially kids, you
yeah.
know. I mean, when I was a kid, that's what I wanted to do. And then it was like, no, this, you touch. It's feelable. There's a lot of material. There's a mixed media behind this, but there's also a lot of paint. So, you know, I think it's wonderful now that we can do that with artwork.
So tell me a little bit about the work I'm seeing here.
Yes. I always paint in 3, 4, 5, 10. You know, I did the recent work, and it's layers and layers of acrylic paint, but also like handmade papers and sometimes letters or mixed media of different kinds so that you see it in the background. It's always layered and I paint over it or, you know, rub some of it out. In this case, I actually laid rows and rows of paper down, took a house paint brush, put it on a broom, and used my leftover house paint and splattered it in thick white and tan, Titan Buff, colors. And then I let it dry, and then I tore pieces out and put it as a final on here.
Wow. I would have never imagined that when I'm standing here looking at it.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. Well, now,
yes.
How is that different from what I see over here?
Yeah, this is palette knife paint. And I wanted to focus on the marks themselves when I painted them. So that's why it's all a lighter color around this, too. So that's different in that I haven't attached anything. I haven't layered it with lots of layers of handmade paper or my own marks, or even this is a blind that was given to me, you know, so I tear up things and cut up things and, you know.
I love the creativity of it. I'm sure you're getting a lot of attention. Thomas, what's next?
We have Sophie Legrand, who's a French photographer, a very good photographer. And really, if you look closely at her work, it's unique. And I think it speaks for itself. But also, we have Sophie herself here.
Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
Hello. So great to see you.
Thank you.
How's Friday at Art Expo New York going?
So great. I'm so happy to be with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I love, love, love your work.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, I started that work during the pandemic in Paris, the lockdown. And, you know, we had like 1 hour to go out. We could go out for 1 hour. And I just started to pick some flowers and to shoot them at home. And I just started to send them on social media with a message of hope to help people to not to be afraid of this period. And I received so much messages from all over the world to say, we are waiting for your flowers each day. So I just continue all the pandemic. I did all pictures every day. I just post one for everyone. And so it's just, you know, a nod to life. And it's a present of softness and light for everyone.
I love it. I didn't know that that was how it came to be, but that's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
Wonderful story, and I can see why they were so popular then, and I know they're going to be popular now.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you
very
so
welcome.
Much. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. What's next?
Marcel Bastiaans. He's a Dutch painter, and he is primarily now an automotive painter. He's very well known in Europe. He was, about 10 years ago, he became the official painter for Alfa Romeo, and now he's the official painter also for Ferrari.
Sounds like becoming popular, very popular.
Well, in Europe already, it's very popular.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right, what's next?
Next, we have a wildlife photographer, Marilyn Maxwell. Again, she's pretty well known. We have these two pieces of hers.
Really beautiful.
Yeah.
She really has a way of capturing the animal and making them feel like they're so alive.
Amazing, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's coming right at me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, you ready? Okay, so this is Marilyn Maxwell. She's actually, again, pretty well-known wildlife photographer. Nowadays, she does most of her work in Africa and not here in the States much anymore. She lives in Mexico, but she spends most of her time in Africa. So we have two pieces of hers, a hyena and a leopard.
Well, they like I was saying, they look like they're, especially this one, looks like he's coming right at me.
Gonna have us for dinner. But
yeah, really. Beautiful work.
Yeah.
Beautiful work.
Yeah. Okay, so here we have Olga Karlovac, and she is from Croatia. And we have a very good photographer, and we have five works of hers here, which are kind of interesting aspect of places normally people go to in the summer, in the winter, like Dubrovnik with snow and things like that. But she's a really talented photographer.
Well, and I love it that they're kind of moody, and they're black and white, and it's a little different than the way she does it.
Mm-hmm.
A little out of focus, but it kind of puts you there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, no, she's very talented.
Yeah,
and we have somebody right next door. This is like our photography section here. So this is Priscilla Dale Jones. She's actually from California, and she's what they call a macro photographer. So she does microscopic objects, like little drops of water and stuff like that, but really beautiful work. So
I love it. I especially love the texture and the color that she captures.
I mean, these are really tiny things. These are at the very end of the visible spectrum, almost microscopic.
And, fascinating.
Yeah.
So where are we now?
So this is Busser Hauer. Busser is blind.
You're kidding.
He's blind. Yes, he's been blind since he was 15 years old, and he is a full-time professional artist.
Wow. You would, I would never know that.
Yeah, these are, I don't know how he does it. I mean, he has something, maybe he can see with something else apart from his eyes, but, you know, I mean, they're impressionistic works, but they're not completely abstract. It's not just color.
I mean, this piece on the top looks like trees to me.
It's a forest. It's a forest, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, in fact, this whole series is forests.
Okay. I see it. I totally see it.
And it's, he's remarkable, yeah.
Amazing, amazing pieces.
I think we'll be doing more with Busser. And I think in Miami, actually, we're going to be doing some new works of his.
Some of the sculptures.
Yeah.
I saw online when you mentioned him to me previously. I didn't know he was blind, but I looked him up, and he's got some wonderful sculptures. So that would be really fun to see.
No, he's very good.
Yeah. Well, you've got so many amazing artists. I'm sure you're having a great fun time now back in the art fair. And
it's a lot of fun. I mean, this is one of our favorite shows.
Yeah.
Listen to more of the Art Fair Confidential podcast at redwoodartgroup.com/podcasts. And we'd love to hear your feedback as well as suggestions for new topics. Just drop us a note at info@redwoodartgroup.com or click on the comments box at the bottom of the podcast website page. Remember to stay in the know. Join us next time for more Art Fair Confidential.